Remember last year the simmering dispute between China and Japan over those islands in the South China Sea? Well, there's another territorial dispute there that this week erupted into open hostility. This one's not between China and Japan, but between China and Vietnam. The two nations have sent ships to an area that both claim. Vietnam says its ships were rammed by the Chinese vessels and sprayed with water cannon. China sees it differently. This isn't the first time China and Vietnam argue over who controls what in the South China Sea, but this is the most serious confrontation between the two countries in some years. The World's Matthew Bell is here in the studio to explain what's going on. Tell us about this incident, Matthew. What led up to it?
It goes back to late last week when China's state-owned oil corporation sent a giant oil drilling rig to that part of the South China Sea. We're talking about an area between Vietnam, Taiwan, China, and the Philippines near the Paracel Islands. Vietnam took issue with this. They said this is Vietnamese territorial waters. They sent a flotilla of ships. That's when the clash came. They say that Chinese ships rammed Vietnamese ships. They used the water cannon, as you mentioned. Yesterday, Vietnamese officials held a press conference. They showed videos. They're really sort of on the PR offensive here to kind of get their side of the story out and portray China as the aggressor.
And what is China saying?
They say that this is China's territory, that they're acting perfectly legally. They say that Vietnam is the aggressor here, that it was Vietnamese ships that were ramming Chinese ships. It all depends on whose side of the story you're listening to here. What's a surprise is that this thing has escalated so quickly. In fact, China and Vietnam a couple of years ago signed an agreement to deal with legal disputes in the South China Sea in a peaceful way through negotiation. All of a sudden, the tensions are ratcheted up, and we've got a real potential problem here.
So are these tensions between Vietnam and China indicative of something else? I mean, how old a dispute is this really?
It goes way back. As I said, the area sits between all of these countries. There are claims along these string of islands from Taiwan, from the Philippines, but in this specific region off the coast of Vietnam, the Chinese claim that this is their historic territory. They have maintained control since 1974 when Chinese and Vietnamese ships engaged in a deadly battle. The Chinese have controlled the area since then. Vietnam, on the other hand, says, no, this is off the coast of Vietnam. This is our historical territory. The important thing to know here, Marco, is that underneath this area south of the Paracel Islands, there's thought to be quite a lot of natural gas and oil. In fact, last year, ExxonMobil signed a $20 billion deal with Vietnam's state oil company to build a power plant in the region, if that gives you some indication of the potential here for business.
So whose maps are right?
I think it's sort of a legal question that hasn't been answered. I talked to a retired admiral earlier today who said, legally speaking, the Chinese can say with a straight face that they're not breaking the law by putting this rig in this area. But diplomatically speaking, this appears to really be a provocation on the part of the Chinese, and that's the position that the Obama administration is taking.
And what is the administration's take on all this?
The State Department issued a statement yesterday that comes down pretty squarely on the side of Vietnam. They criticized China for being provocative, saying that this was a unilateral move that's upsetting the status quo. The official U.S. position is that they don't weigh in on the sovereignty issue there, but say that any of these sort of legal questions need to be settled through negotiations.
The World's Matthew Bell. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.